Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. So, if you'll notice, the logo has changed, and on, let's say, Twitter and YouTube, the logo and banner have changed. I'm rebranding. So, obviously, the name is going to stay the Schizophrenia Life, but I'm rebranding with like the logo and the banner is more golf oriented because that's my passion, that's my dream. What is my dream or my goal? It's to make money playing golf. My goal is to, instead of spending 8 hours a day coding, it's to spend 8 hours a day on the golf course, training, making golf content. I'm like, a lot of people are doing it to get rich. I see it all the time on social media. They're trying to get rich. That's not me. Honestly, I don't care about money in the sense like, oh, I want to be a millionaire. I don't need that much. I'm literally trying to replace my income that I make from working one for one. As soon as I can make enough to pay my bills through X, YouTube, golf content, as soon as I can replace my income one for one, boom, I'm gone. And I'm gonna be 8 hours a day producing golf content on the course training. That will give me enough time to get good enough to turn professional. Now, whether or not I turn professional, that's a one in a million chance, you know? That's 1% maybe that I'm capable of getting good enough. I believe I can. Most people think I'm crazy. But we already know I'm crazy. The fucking name says I'm crazy. The Schizophrenia Life. It doesn't say the perfectly sane, stable life. It says the Schizophrenia Life. So we already know, we've established that I'm crazy. That's a given. But my dream and my passion is golf. And I could literally spend all day on the golf course and be extremely happy. So that's my goal. That's where I want to move to. So I'm rebranding a little bit with the logo and images and stuff, trying to draw because the old logo, honestly, it didn't make you want to click on it. Hopefully you guys like the new. And while we're on the subject, you can go to YouTube at the Schizophrenia Life. I have 17 subscribers. I need a couple hundred thousand more. And on X, if you use X, it's at chasing par PAR2. So CHASINGPAR2. I will, now that I'm thinking about it, I will update both these links in my profile for the podcast just so you don't have to search it. You can just click on it. Make it easy for you to help support me. So I put out a post just now and I'll read it to you so that you can go and see it yourself. So the post says, I pinned it to the top of my profile on X so you can see it. It says, check out my new logo and profile pic. I made them myself. Time to rebrand and go all in. I'll make a podcast episode today explaining this. That's what I'm doing now. But here's the facts. My dream is to make enough income producing golf content so I can spend 8 hours a day on the golf course and not sitting on a computer coding. This will give me the training time I need to turn pro. It's a long shot, and yes, I'm crazy. We already know this. I just need a few people who believe in me. So if you find it in your heart to support me, all you need to do is follow, share this post, and get everyone you know to follow and share this post. I had just added that in. In doing this, hopefully by summer, I can have enough support to be on the course daily making content and training. This is where the voice in my head says, good luck, in the voice from the movie Taken. I thought that was funny. Gotta make people laugh, right? But that really did happen. Like, As soon as I was typing it, like that voice popped in my head and said, "Good luck." All right. So hopefully you guys can support me in this endeavor. If not, it's okay. But that's pretty much where I'm at. Like, I'm tired. Last month, I did. God, I gotta get off this chair, it's squeaking, and I know that's annoying. It's annoying me. I've WD-40'd that chair like 10 times. It just keeps coming back. Anyway, I got sidetracked from that. Sorry. We're talking about golf. Basically, I need to replace my income. I don't have enough time. Last month alone, I put over 100 hours of overtime into code in coding. Like I literally wake up, I start coding. I take my obviously coffee breaks or to eat or whatever, but then I pretty much work into the night, go to bed, wake up, do it again. And I've been Or this week I even had to drive a couple hours to do an install. Like that's my whole life is work right now. Minus the little bit of time, I get to spend with the kids and stuff. But I'm not passionate about coding. I literally do it to pay the bills, to keep a roof over our head. To keep food on the table, I do it for my kids. Do I love working as a programmer? No. I do it because it's the only way I can make money right now. It's a stable income that puts food on the table and keeps a roof over their head. That's the only reason I'm still doing it. If I found one person that would sponsor me and give me enough money to pay the bills and keep food on the table, I would take that in a heartbeat and I'd be on the golf course 8 hours a day, 12 hours a day, fucking all day. Sunrise to sunset, if I could. Like, I literally, even if I'm playing bad, I enjoy my time on the golf course. Because that's my passion. That's what I'm passionate about. And I want to pursue this because I know for a fact, it's a fact in my head. It's, I guess technically it's an opinion. I know that I can get good enough to play professionally because right now, currently, I am lucky if I can play once a week. You cannot get good enough for anything playing once a week. You have to play every single day, or you can't improve. The only way you can improve is playing every single day. Right now, I don't have time for that because I literally have to work so much as a developer that I can't put the time in needed that I need to turn professional or to even produce enough content to turn, make enough money. And so I what's missing is time. And normally you would produce enough content to start making money and then gradually replace your job. I can't do that because I just don't have the time needed. So I need people to just have faith, support me as much as they can up front, and then I return in dividends. Obviously, most people that follow this podcast are not interested in golf because for the last 5 years, this podcast has been about mental health. Well, my mental health is fucking breaking. My soul is breaking from sitting on a fucking computer all day as a developer. My soul is slowly dying. I need to play more golf. It makes me happy. I was playing this weekend. I'm lucky to get one round a weekend, and I went and played this weekend. And at the beginning of the round, I played with two random people. And at the beginning of the round, I was like, we were talking about, are you playing 9 or 18? I was like, I'm planning on 18, but if I play bad, I'm probably only gonna play 9. And I ended up playing 18. I was actually playing really well. I was reaching the par fives in regulation. Like, I was playing really well for not having played. That was actually my first full round of the year. The first full 18 holes that I've done. I've only played two other times this year where I only played 9 holes. So this weekend was my first full 18 holes, and I shot 30 shots better than my last full round, which was last year. So last year, my last full round, I shot like 133, which is terrible. I mean, it's completely crap. I shot a 103 this weekend after not playing for 6 months. And mainly due to the fact that I was hitting 40 yards farther than last year. I've gotten a lot faster because over winter, all I did was work on my swing, not even hitting balls, like just working on my swing. And man, I was smoking the ball this weekend. But then think about if I was able to play every day. I did this last year, or the year before. I think it was the year before. I took vacation and I played every day for 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks only, in 2 weeks, by the end of the 2 weeks, I had dropped 15 shots off my round. That's only in 2 weeks. Imagine if I can play every single day all year. How good I'd be. I think I can do it. I have no doubt, there's zero doubt in my mind that if given the opportunity, the time to train every day, there's no doubt in my mind I could turn professional. And I'm hoping that with everyone's support, whether it's on the podcast or I've done the podcast for 5 years, haven't made a dollar. YouTube, I don't have enough subscribers to make any money. On X or Twitter, I don't have enough followers to make any money. Like, I literally just need to grow on all three of these enough to give me the time that I need to train. Or I need to find some rich dude that is bored and wants to support me. Either way, I'm gonna keep this podcast short and sweet. I wanted to do it in under 15 minutes. I think y'all got the basic points. I hope this didn't sound like, oh, I'm begging for money. I'm not really. I'm begging for support. Not like you don't even have to do financially. Like support, as in, follow on X, subscribe on YouTube, and just like when I post it, just hit share and get everyone you've ever met to do the same. That's it. Anyway, have a wonderful day. I actually have to start coding and sit here for the next 8 hours coding instead of being on the golf course like I want. So I'll get to that, and you have a wonderful day.